Casa Loma Orchestra was a pioneer in shaping the sound of swing jazz early in the 1930s, before there was a Benny Goodman Orchestra or Count Basie Band, and before the full maturing of Duke Ellington's orchestra. Until Benny Goodman's popularity, Casa Loma was the premier dance band playing hot jazz, sweet ballads, riff-based head arrangements, and fully written scores. Welcome to Swingin' with Casa Loma Orchestra on Jazz Rhythm. Swinging low on that sweet chariot in 1937, Casa Loma Orchestra. In the early 1930s, Casa Loma Orchestra was a very popular dance band, one of the first successful swing orchestras, and the first to broadcast regularly on network radio. They played very good ensemble jazz and successfully competed with the bands from Harlem. Casa Loma was unusual in many ways. It was a white band that was highly admired by the best black jazz musicians of its day. For many years, it was a collectively run corporation, with band members having an active say in band membership, management, and finances, resulting in a strong team spirit and ensemble unity. There were no big stars in the Casa Loma, which seems to have strengthened its musical cohesion. And one writer of the day called it the band that's organized like a corporation and run like a college fraternity. Here's Casa Loma's 1931 Maniac's Ball, written and arranged by Gene Gifford when he was still playing banjo and guitar in the band, and it was often used as a crowd-pleasing show closer. It illuminates the hot jazz side of this early swing band, as does the Limehouse Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.